Well, she's written Lenten books to accompany you through the season, using the teachings of John Paul II, Therese of Lisieux, and Mother Teresa. And Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle joining us now. Donna Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. So we're talking about almsgiving, one of the three pillars of Lent, and you and I have jobs, but a lot of little kids don't. So how are they supposed to give alms if they don't have a paycheck?
Exactly, right. That's why we're supposed to teach them how to do that. You know, and we're talking about Mother Teresa, too, in our segment and how she inspires parents and I'm saying mothers in particular, to take care of the kids. She was all about, you know, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. So seeing Jesus in the other. And, you know, and parents need to teach the kids how to give, and it's our job to help mold those consciences. So, you know, in this gimme, gimme kind of culture, when they're just wanting things, we have to actually train them to have giving hearts. So, you know, it will come in time. Sometimes parents lament or they, you know, feel like, oh, you know, how am I going to ever get through to my child, because it seems like all he wants is wants. All he wants is something more. But we've got to talk to them about the rewards of heaven, right? Not the rewards of just some new toy. So during this season of Lent, you know, it's meant to be penitential. Even for kids, we could teach them, you know, right in our domestic church, that they really can, they can make a difference in someone else's life by being, you know, more giving. And I could, you know, give you some examples of some of the things I like to try to do with even little kids.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Well, in the three books that you mentioned for Lent, you know, I give very simple suggestions, because giving alms doesn't necessarily have to mean, you know, giving money. Like you said, they don't have a job. You know, they might get allowance, but so they can give away their smiles. You know, one part of my book for almsgiving that day says, talk to the children about smiling at others today and about meaning it. Let them choose a combination of easy smiles and hard smiles, the hard smile being the one at those who aren't necessarily smile-worthy. You know, so we're teaching the kids to, you know, move beyond their comfort zone, even in a smile, you know, just to offer their heart, to offer a kind word, to smile at someone. And so there are many, many simple ways. We could have children give away their worry. That might sound kind of funny, but in this one part, so it's explained to the children that today they can offer God any worry, fear, or concern that comes to their minds. Do they have a friend or a classmate who worries or is fearful? Please pray, you know, ask your child to pray for that person. So almsgiving comes in many shapes and forms. It could be, you know, offering our worries to God, you know, asking for help, asking for grace to overcome that, helping another child, one of their friends, giving something they own away. We could teach them in bigger ways, you know, do they have an extra jacket? Do they have an extra hat or a scarf in this cold weather? You know, maybe we could really teach them to really give of something that they might not even want to part with. Because Mother Teresa says, you know, real love is making a sacrifice. Real love, you know, sometimes hurts. So this might seem a little strong, but we can teach our kids, you know, to give something away that could be helpful to a cold person or someone not quite as fortunate as they are, and that they'll receive so many graces and such a warm heart for, you know, when they do something like that, when they actually take something of their own and give it away. So in those ways, too, we can teach them to make a sandwich, to help you make a sandwich, you know, in your little domestic church, in your kitchen, and bring it with you in the car when you see that homeless person on the corner. No matter what kind of town or city you live in, we have the unfortunate. So, you know, we've done that before, and to roll down your window and to, you know, hand out that sandwich in a bag or something like that. So there are so many things we can do, as easy as a smile, as easy as praying for someone. That's giving alms. It's praying, yes, but it's also giving of our hearts, you know.
I'm reminded of the story that we heard of Willie, the homeless man in Vatican City, who was a daily mass goer, lived on the streets in the Vatican City state, but everybody knew him for his encouragement for people to go to Mass, to go to confession, to seek reconciliation with God. The man didn't have two nickels to rub together, but yet he had something to give.
Yes, it's so beautiful. Everyone is so important and so loved, you know, and they can teach us so much. You know, we can learn so much from someone like Willie. That's a beautiful story. And a lot of times giving requires our time or sometimes money, and love, of course, always love. But the gifts that require our time are very valuable to someone else, you know, to stop and, you know, pause and just take that time with that neighbor who's, you know, an elderly neighbor who's maybe very lonely, but they don't get any visits or any phone calls, and you know you're really hectic and everything's crazy that day, but you pray and you pause and you just pick up the phone, you know, and you could teach your kids to do the same thing. Let's call Aunt so-and-so, or let's call our neighbor down the road. She hasn't had a call from us in a while, and it's amazing what happens and how they light up and how it could make their day. I'm reminded of, do we have time for a really fast story? Just
we certainly do. Yes.
Okay. I'm reminded of this story a woman at an airport told me about. She said her little daughter was autistic, and one time, and she was slow at learning how to walk, but all of a sudden she started toddling really faster and faster. She was 3 years old, and the mom was really worried because she was headed right for a homeless man, and the mom couldn't catch up with her, and the little girl threw her arms around this very dirty man, and he was just sitting on the edge of the sidewalk. And the mom caught up with the little girl, and the man looked up in the woman's eyes and said, "She did not make my day. She made my life. It's been, I don't know how long since I've ever been touched." And so this little girl hugged that man, hugged the home, and that joy and that love that came out of that innocent little child, you know, who gave the love, who actually loved Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor, as Mother Teresa would say. So I think our children are so innocent and beautiful, and we can help encourage that to come out of them. Like this mom had no choice. Her little girl was, you know, determined to go and give a hug to that man for some reason. She felt love for him. And we could, you know, bring that out of our children, the ones who are a little more shy or, you know, don't know. Not that we're saying, you know, go and hug all of the homeless people. I'm just saying, you know, to reach out with your heart and to bring that love to someone, even in a smile, a simple smile.